everybody. It's Nick Forster. We're taking a look at the E-Town Archives as we honor and celebrate some of the great artists who have graced our stage over the years. And we want to send out birthday greetings this week to Katie Tunstall. Here's a little piece of a show we recorded. It includes a couple songs and a part of our interview. We hope you enjoy it.
Hello. It's really, really lovely to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, Thanks a lot. So, I'd love to play a new song off the next album. Are you ready? This song is this song is called Saving My Face.
See the look on my face from staying too long in one place. When every time I try to leave, I find I keep on stalling. Feel like a big old stone, standing by a strength of my.
KT Tunstall, what a great sound. Great band, great singing. And you play a great, strong guitar. And I don't mean for a girl. I mean, you play like strong rhythm guitar. It sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Does that come from playing on the street, that rhythm guitar thing?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first picked up guitar when I was about 15, 16, I was a picker. And I listened a lot to Joni Mitchell and Eddie Reader, who's a fantastic Scottish musician. And Michelle Shocked was another one that I got the Texas Campfire Sessions and that kind of thing. And so I started out really very folky. And then as the years rolled by...
other and sounds kind of, and influences, yeah.
The more... And really, a lot of it came from frustration because you're playing on the street, you're playing in bars, and I really developed over a few years.
Didn't you say somewhere that you also learned how to sing from Ella Fitzgerald records and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't...
I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so just had Whitney Houston chewing my ear off every day. And, you know, there's some good pop songs, they're good songs, but it's very high-end, you know, performing.
Right, lots of production.
Yeah, whereas when it was actually a cassette tape I got given of Violet Fitzgerald singing with the Count Basie Orchestra, and it was just the first time I'd heard a female voice actually singing me a song rather than just singing at me, you know? Right.
It wasn't like a sport, it was like an art.
Yeah, it wasn't gymnastics, it was it was kind of a... It was just subtler, and but in the same way, it was incredibly grand.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's all about tone and you know, listening, and it's great as a young person that you were exposed to that stuff. Mm-hmm. What happened when you went to the States? Because you went to school in Connecticut for a little bit when you were 16. So musically, did that expose you to other things and other sounds and other ways of looking at music?
Goodness me. It was a massively formative year, because I just really started writing songs at 15, 16, and then left school... the Scottish education system is quite good. You can leave if you want, and you've got the if you've got your grades, then you can take off. And I did, and so I did my senior year of high school in Connecticut. It was where I had my first band. It was where I saw my first gigs. It was where I went busking for the first time, and everyone I met who was my age was completely obsessively possessed by music. Everyone was so into it. So suddenly, I just had all these mixtapes fired at me. Mm-hmm. The thing that I lament about, you know, cassettes not being around anymore is that your friends would do you these mixtapes and then just put some really stupid picture on it, you know? It would just be like a picture of a dog in some sunglasses. You'd be like, but who is it, you know? So I never knew who a lot of those songs were. And so 10 years later, I was like, man, that was the Flaming Lips. That was, you know, She Don't Use Shelley's The Flaming Lips. I really love The Flaming Lips. And I had heard them. You know, things that I keep coming to later, I realize there was stuff I loved by them. Like Ali Farkatura was one who was on a tape when I was like, you know, 17. And I remember coming back going, I know this weird African blues song.
This guitar player from Mali.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in my soul somewhere. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's cool. So now you have another whole opportunity to have that discovery and that same passion again when you figure out who the heck it was. Let me ask you about the sort of caring about the world and giving back. There's a few things that I know you're involved with. You know, the climate change. There's is it called Planet Cool?
It's Global Cool.
Global Cool.
Yeah, who are a really, really good organization who basically set up to help people like me. It's to help people who've got, you know, a potential platform if they're interested in kind of basically putting our own houses in order. It's more just changing the way that you do stuff and making it public knowledge.
And making sure you know you're informed. And so as an artist with a voice.
And it's, you know, it's an incredibly steep learning curve. You've got to kind of stay on it because you don't want to be out there supporting something. For example, with my first album, I used tree planting to offset the carbon emissions from Eye to the Telescope. And we ended up with 6,000 beautiful trees up in Scotland eating away at all the carbon that was being produced. At the same time, tree planting, the more you read about it, it really has to be done very carefully because it can really ruin the biodiversity of an area.
Great.
If you're not planting the right stuff or diverse enough stuff, it's better to do something than nothing. But there's potentially better ways to, you know, the money that I'm giving from the album sales, it's not necessarily the cleverest way.
But it's cool. I still think it's an interesting choice for somebody who's experiencing celebrity and fame in many ways for the first time to have that opportunity to turn that platform towards something that you care about. I know you were doing something called Project Sunshine for a little while. You obviously were involved in the big Live Earth event that happened.
Yeah, the Project Sunshine thing was amazing, actually. It's for kids in New York, and they were really sick kids in the Mount Sinai Hospital. And I went and played for them, and it was just, you know, and they've all got their drips, and they're just like, yeah! And it's just amazing thinking, you know, they must have really, really hard days. And to be kind of part of them having a good day was massively rewarding. It was really good.
Yeah. Hey, I have one more favor before we go back to music. You did this awesome stuff with the looper, with this looping device where you sing and you clap and you do stuff and it comes out there. I wonder, could you give us just a little kind of demo of how that works before we go back to the next
song?
Yeah,
of course. Shall I go over and
do
show you?
Not at all. Just kind of showing us how it works?
Yeah,
oh,
I'll
cool.
do that.
I'll come with you.
Okay, so what happens? Very simple. This is a very cheap piece of equipment from Taiwan. So it's not very complicated. So I'll put a beat in for you, okay? This is my best beatboxing effort. We'll have some hats, shall we? Yes, I think hats. Okay, now you have to put something in on the mic, Nick. But you have to do it on this one.
Okay.
We can put an audience thing in, okay? So it's going.
Go on for days, I do.
It does, regularly.
It's a wonder you leave the house with this kind of gear. So. Anyway, well, I'm sure you will use it more artfully soon, but I appreciate you taking the time to show us, and thanks again for stopping by. Let's get back to music. Welcome back from Scotland, KT Tunstall, along with your fine band.
Thank you.
K.T. Tunstall and a great band. That is really music that makes you feel good. Luke Bolin on the drums, Kenny Dickinson on the keyboards and trumpet and vocals, Arnold Lindner on the bass, Sam Lewis on vocals and guitar, Gita Harcourt and Kat Sforza backup singing. The CD is called Drastic Fantastic, and on Virgin Records from St. Andrews, Scotland, K.T. Tunstall.
Thanks for listening. I'm Nick Forster. We'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.